Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus Speller. That man over there is Chris.
Buongiorno.
That lady up there is Sarah.
I certainly am.
My goodness, it's good to have you in my company once again, everybody, remotely, of course. Now, the lockdown in the UK began on the 23rd of March. Because it was underway in many other countries before then. But nonetheless, June is now on the horizon, and there still seems to be no real end in sight for understandable reasons. Now, whether it's next month or 2 months or beyond, what are you looking forward to the most after the lockdown period is fully over? Not just a little bit over, not just kind of phasing in. Maybe it's in a year's time, we don't know, but when it is fully done and dusted. Chris.
Forgive me for going with a cliche. I'm going to go with seeing my family. And the reason I say that is because my wife and I, Sarah, have just had a baby. So,
congratulations. Come on.
Yeah, I did do all the hard work.
Good lad.
I mean, it's not always nice to see family, but my family live in Cornwall. And so...
It's not always nice to see family.
No, I said, it is. It's just hard on them.
Just your words.
Yeah, I'd actually said it is hard. Yeah. The issue is for the grandparents. Like, they are really missing out on not seeing their grandchild. So it's going to be really nice to see all the family again and have them dote on him like they want to as well. So I wouldn't have normally started with something so cheesy, but I feel like that is probably the big thing that's on my mind right now is being able to see family, introduce our new son and let everybody give him all the sort of kisses they want to give babies' heads and stuff. Babies' heads smell really nice. Like, I never really realized that before. Yeah, they just smell really, really nice.
Well, Chris, why would you have realized that before?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we sniff in babies' heads?
I don't know. Some people do. I've never really been that paternal. I am now, like, and I get it now. What everyone's said for years, I get all that stuff. So I've never really been one for babies. I mean, I was joking with you guys beforehand about how they don't do anything and they're a bit rubbish at the start.
I've never been one for babies. The babies never did it for me, to be perfectly honest with you, until my own came along.
Babies.
Exactly.
Newborns specifically just don't. It's useless.
Met one baby, you met them all, haven't you?
When they're a bit older, start to give back a bit. They smile, they do stuff. But at the moment, it's just he doesn't even stare at you. He's boss-eyed. So it's a bit like, yeah. Anyway, it'd be nice for the parents to see his eyes.
Of course he is. No, genuinely, that's very lovely to hear. I have no doubt that our good listeners are all made up for you. And if they're not, then they're scum. Sarah.
I would obviously I agree with Chris, it'd be lovely to see my family. I can't wait for us all to get together again. But when I was thinking about this, like, once I got past all the kind of, you know, standard stuff like that, I was like, what am I really looking forward to? I am looking forward to going to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child because I got...
Otherwise known as Chris and his new... No, sorry.
It was an open goal. I had tickets for my birthday. It was for the middle of June. Now been cancelled. And, like, I have wanted to go to see it for years. And, my boyfriend got me tickets for my birthday, which was in January for June. You know, that's how far ahead it had to be. And, I couldn't go. So, but one day I'm assured we will get a rebooked date for it. So is a specific thing that, yeah, I was really looking forward to that. That's my birthday present from January.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter films.
Have you not?
Yeah. Not seen Lord of the Rings either. No. Why would I have read the books?
Because they're nationally renowned as being incredibly good and popular.
If I can't see something that's going to take, 2 hours or whatever long they are, why am I going to sit down and read the books for ages?
Oh my goodness, are you actually serious?
Yeah, deadly. Have you seen all the Naked Guns?
No, they're right, not. Well,
come back to me when you have. Okay.
They don't have a Naked Gun theme park, do they? I mean, Harry Potter's quite a lot bigger than Naked Gun. Sarah, that's good that they've given you a rebooked date, because I can imagine what you did not want is a refund, because they're so hard to get those tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I tell you what, I was supposed to be going to, back in, when was it? It would have been March now. I was supposed to be going on holiday to Australia. And that, I very much there, would have liked a refund for that. I would have. Yeah, would have liked a refund, but all I've got is credit to use for a flight, which I may never be able to take. So
yeah.
I would also like to go to Australia.
We have listeners down under. We know that. And we love every single one of them. It's a lovely place.
Some of our dearest friends are Australians, hence we poke fun. Thing is, I know Australians love a bit of banter. So like they're going to be fine.
They do, to their credit.
They're brilliant. Like, yeah. Especially our mutual friend. I know that we could take the mick out of him and he wouldn't ever get annoyed. He just likes the attention, really. So I'm not saying all Australians are like that.
No, but you do think it's a cultureless dump, though, don't you?
No, I just think it's probably the most dangerous place on the planet for wild animals and bugs and stuff.
Yeah, but not for people, though. I mean, I'm sure they have dangerous people, but like, isn't Sydney got like an incredibly low crime rate? Actually, it's remarkable. Fair play.
That's
to
what
them.
I look for in a holiday, yeah.
Low crime rate. Well, to be fair, you probably do.
I definitely don't look for a high one.
I am looking forward to seeing my family and to hugging people.
I knew you were going to say hug.
You are a hugger.
Although something, do you know what traveling is a big one. Going on holiday, essentially.
Not the tube.
I'm not too bothered about not going on the London Underground. That is a bit annoying because every time, you know, if you're watching something on TV or you're reminded of a particular place in the world, you think, wouldn't it be great to go to a weekend at Barcelona? Oh, yeah, well, that's...
Yeah.
Do that again or something.
And like,
apparently... Yeah, go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I like to do, like if I'm feeling a bit down or feeling a bit like life's a little bit same, I like to be like, right, let's think about our next holiday. Let's plan something. Let's, you know, hatch a grand plan. And then it's, and so like, yeah, like my boyfriend and I were talking about, you know, yeah, let's go to New Zealand. And then it's sort of like, okay, let's look at flight. There's not really any point yet, is there? There's just no point. You can dream, but you just can't really do anything.
It's the lack of planning. I think that's what I'm annoyed at the moment. I like you, Sarah, like I like to plan a holiday and it's nice to kind of, I don't know, do all your research where you want to go and stuff. And at the moment you can't, you just can't, there's no point. And also I did go to do it the other day, but like even to cost it all out, you go to put in potential dates in the future and they don't give you any options. Like there's just, it's annoying not being able to plan. I am looking forward to planning again.
I quite like not planning. I quite like just waking up and go, right, what are we doing today then?
I like,
now, I understand that we quite, I understand we're quite sort of restricted. So, you know, what are we doing today? Then I'll probably staying in, maybe going for a walk and then watching something on the telly. But I don't, something I'm not looking forward to is a bit more sort of planning for the future. This doesn't come naturally to me. I very much live in the moment, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I am quite enjoying this is actually going completely off topic here. I'm quite enjoying being free from sort of the tyranny of busyness that I felt, feel like my life slightly was before. So I'm not really looking forward to a return to that.
But you're going to say the tyranny of capitalism and you're suddenly going to get all political. Yeah. We want the tyranny of communism. That's what we want. Well, the things that British people are looking forward to the most, according to some national newspapers, the first one's sex. I think myself, well, have they asked married couples that as well? I mean, surely. But did you see that the Dutch government was so stereotypical the other day? I was like, they came out and said that if people are really struggling with the lack of intimacy, if they're living alone or they're single, then they should try and find a sex buddy, as it was described.
No,
I love
as politely that. As politely as I suppose it can be in a national newspaper.
Go and get yourself a friend. Like, get yourself a friend, have sex with, and get yourself some drugs. You're so good, and be the tallest people.
What was great? It said, if you're missing having. They referred to having sex with yourself, and I was like, no one calls it that.
No.
But I find it quite interesting that if they said, a government has said this, everyone would go, that's the Dutch government, isn't it? Yeah. The Dutch government has definitely said that. Yeah, so the British people are looking forward to having sex after the lockdown, although I fear that there will be some people who will be just as disappointed pre-lockdown as post-lockdown.
Yeah, some people have now got an excuse. Oh, I'd be scoring loads if it wasn't for this lockdown. No, you wouldn't. You'd be just as useless.
Going out for dinner is a big one. I think we can all get on board with that.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to not have to either cook or do the washing up. I just want to go to a restaurant.
I quite like doing the washing up.
Yeah, because you're a complete psychopath.
What? Just because I like doing the washing up and looking through people's windows late at night does not mean to say.
I can imagine you did it with classical music on in the background as well. Like you're plotting your next murder.
Only with the looking through the windows. That's where calling card. But no, I know what you mean. Going out for dinner, I think, is a big thing. Especially because even if it's one thing I'm sure we're all looking for to have after lockdown has been able to celebrate a birthday, whether it's your own or someone else's.
Yeah.
But of course, even if it's your birthday and it's just one or two of you, a small amount of people, you can go out for dinner.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I don't even want like fancy food. Like I would have like, guys, when this is over, can the three of us go for a Nando's again?
Definitely.
Something, anything that either I haven't cooked or I don't have to clear up afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, we walked. I mean, worse than that. I was with my wife. We walked past. We're out for our walk today because we can go for all the walks we want because we're in England. And we walked past the McDonald's, and my wife said, "Oh, no, it's closed." And I went, "Oh, yeah. I know it's not that one that's open. It's the one just a couple of miles down the road." And we were like, "Oh, we could have had a McDonald's there." And again, like you're missing McDonald's. Like this is what this has done to us.
Yeah.
You bastard COVID.
This is what it's come to.
But one of the other ones, going on holiday, obviously is a big one. Going to the gym, and I thought to myself, have you not had enough exercise?
Oh no, I am quite bored with running now. Because, like, I mean, so in the park near me, there's a lot of people doing like, you know, push-ups and burpees and all that stuff, and I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I just sit there with an ice cream.
Yeah, that is exactly.
I'd like to do it. I just can't be bothered.
I would do it. I 100% would. I just absolutely don't want to.
Yeah. I love how the ice cream vans are out and about.
Yes.
They are flipping coronavirus traps, aren't they, those things?
That's a corona wagon, that is.
The guy I play football with who used to go to university, I forget where, I want to say Sheffield or Manchester, and he said an ice cream van would turn up at about 10 o'clock on a Saturday night in where he lived. And at first he was like, well, that makes no sense at all. And then it's like, oh, right. Yeah, you're not really dealing with ice cream, are you?
It was in Glasgow, wasn't it? They had the ice cream van wars where like it turned really nasty.
Stuff. That's right, yeah.
They would deal all the drugs from and stuff as well. So, yeah.
A friend of mine did a few shifts one summer in an ice cream van, and he said, you get a good spot on a warm day, they're absolute gold mines.
Yeah.
I bet.
But yeah, so I think being able to buy an ice cream for an ice cream van, that would be up there for me. But so going to the gym is one, and then hosting a dinner party was another. I imagine you like the idea of this, Sarah, but you don't actually do it, and I'm the same.
Absolutely me. I love the idea of having my friends in the flat. We're all having a drink and a nice bit of food. But if I either have to A, cook it, or B, wash up. Oh, and C, take out all the recycling afterwards. I'm not that bothered.
Hmm. Why are you against recycling?
And washing up.
I just want to watch the planet burn. And washing up.
When was it? Like maybe 10 years ago, I had a New Year's party. I don't know if I knew you about that, Marcus, but like, well, what was brilliant is that I lived with three other guys, and one of the guys was a guy called Tom. I think you both know, 6'5", looks like James Bond, incredibly good looking. We had this party, and it was a really big party. Got shut down by the police at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was on New Year's. They were like, normally we'd never do this, but we've had so many complaints. Anyway, the place was a tip, but the brilliant thing is Tom was that good looking. Some girl stayed around and cleaned the whole house just to impress him. And that was amazing.
Outrageous.
And what was even better than that? He then did them a fry up to say thanks for cleaning up. And then they turned up again at midday with a cake to say thanks for the fry up. So,
oh my goodness, I love this.
That's what you want.
Hang on, she's a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she is.
No, wow. It's because she fancied him, obviously.
He was amazing. I mean, it's not always good living with someone that good looking because you always feel a bit crap about yourself. But in that case, it was brilliant.
Now, the top five on one of the national newspapers, they found that the top five extreme challenges that British people want to take on post pandemic are skydiving.
Nope.
Yeah, no thanks. Nope. Run a marathon again.
No, we've run.
Please, it's not okay. Be an official marathon.
It's okay again. Have you been reading one of those weird magazines? There's no way. No one's changed. We're just inside. No one's fundamentally changed. Nothing's going to change. We're all the same people with the same hang-ups. No one's going to do this.
Oh, Chris, again. Climb a mountain.
No.
Right.
Oh, only if there's a nice green van at the top.
Yeah, I've done that in my life. Like, don't need to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Tick that off. Yeah. Up yours. Learn to ski.
No.
No.
I mean, I do like skiing. I don't know why COVID's brought that on.
No, these are all just things that involve like being outside for an extended period of time. I'd like to sit in the park for as many hours as I want with as many people as I want.
I don't like skiing and I tend not to like people who do.
I mean, I went skiing over this year and it's challenging and there are some rather challenging people who go. But it can be.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm tapping into, Sarah. Yeah. But Chris, you like skiing.
I love it. Yeah, I would do it every year if I could afford it, but I can't afford it. I really enjoy it. I think I started doing it when I was a teenager at school. I don't know. It's just fun. Like it's nice being out.
Coronavirus hasn't made you want that more.
No, not at all. That's what I mean.
No, but I think it's no, but.
I just, I,
but it was learn to ski though.
Do you think these?
So I think people who are they want to take on these things after the post pandemic.
I wonder what's inspired those talks. Like, it's not like there's a new TV show that's all about skiing and stuff like that. I could like, what? How has their brain gone? Oh, coronavirus, learn to ski. Like, I cannot see the jump to get there.
So my theory is, it's all about wanting to be out in the wide open space for, you know, with no restrictions. So like I guess a climbing a mountain would be the same. Running a marathon, it's all like I'm doing this completely outdoorsy thing and there's no one telling me where I can be and I'm not around lots of people and all that kind of thing.
I think that there's something in it that if there is resistance, then you know the opposite reaction is to push back on that, as you say, Sarah. So if you're cooped up inside and you're told you can't do these things, then you think bigger, perhaps. So not everybody will, of course. But there's some people will, and as you say, right, this is I'm cooped up inside. I'm missing out on life, especially people in their kind of prime years in terms of physical fitness. You think this is wasting away. What can I do? Yes, of course we want to go to the pub, or yes, of course we want to meet up with mates, but. Actually, this has given me a new perspective in life, I think. The last one is cycle an iconic route.
Yeah, see, again, it's this thing of, I just want to be out in the wide open space. Like, do you really want to, like, cycle the Pyrenees or whatever? Do you really? Or is it just because you're stuck in your own home?
Yeah.
But that's it, though, Sarah. Is like, if it's kind of, if someone said, what kind of extreme, and it is extreme challenges.
Yeah.
So that we should say that. But if extreme challenges, but if it was just what challenges do you want to take on post-pandemic and someone went, I don't know, learn a language. It's kind of like we can do that now, you sod.
Yeah,
you
know. That's true. But
extreme challenges, though. I mean, so some people might think, I don't know, learn a martial art or something, but I don't know if that comes under extreme, does it?
No.
So that's why I think you've got those ones in there.
They're all they all involve covering a lot of distance.
Yeah.
It'll be like those. The thing is people say these things, and then they know it's like all the people who are in our lives who have gone, I'm going to write a book one day. You've had loads of opportunity to do it. I bet you've not done it over COVID.
Hey.
Have you done it?
Shut up.
But you know what I mean? Like, I just think.
Hang on, is this a.
No, it wasn't. I forgot that Sarah wants to write a book. But what I mean is, like, we all say, I'm going to do this. I can't remember. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
it was like New Year resolution
or something. Oh, yeah, but you've got time. COVID's not over yet. You might have loads of time. Oh, no.
Okay, all right, I'll crack on. Sorry, carry on, Chris.
Yeah, I just think we all say we're going to do stuff, and then when it comes to it, we go, I can't be bothered. There's something else to do instead.
Yeah.
I'll just watch that new documentary on Michael Jordan on Netflix, which is brilliant, by the way.
Yeah. I think the skydivers and the keen skiers among us may not be so keen when the lockdown ends, as you say, whenever that may be.
Yeah. That's the thing, is like dreaming of things like, oh, one day I'll run a marathon, one day I'll write a book, one day I'll do this stuff. When you're then given the actual opportunity to do it, you suddenly, there are no barriers, and suddenly you go, oh, actually, maybe I think maybe I won't after all.
You've run a marathon.
But we're taking it in a very negative view here, though.
Yeah, yes. I'm being very cynical today, I'm sorry.
Because is it not good that people are saying these things, saying after lockdown, I want to think big. Actually, I want to be a little bit more out there in these kind of terms. Again, I stress these were the extreme challenges, so that's what they're going to be. But if people were just, I mean, most people did say going out for dinner, shagging, going on holiday and you know, gym and hosting a dinner party. So that's the run of the mill. Of course, but if this inspires people to think, you know, maybe I'll do a skydive and so on. Chris, is this a good thing, isn't it? It could be inspiring, though. No?
Could be, yeah. But it does sound like they've interviewed the in-betweeners, doesn't it? Like, these are people. So, yeah, could do a skydive and shag at the same time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's good to be inspired. I don't think I've been, maybe because you know, I don't sleep anymore, but I just don't think I've been inspired to do anything different. I think what I'm looking forward to is what you said earlier, Marcus. It's seeing my friends, giving them a big hug. We've been really blessed by our church community in that I haven't cooked a meal in weeks since our babies turned up. So people have been dropping food to our door every day. It's been amazing. And all I want to do when I see people is give them a big hug. I'm just like, that's the hardest thing. So I don't think my life will change very much after lockdown at all. I'm not dreaming. The only thing I'm dreaming of is holidays and family, which is the cliches. So, yeah, I mean, if that's what's going to get them through is thinking I'm going to do a marathon, then all power to you. I was going to say, Sarah, you've done a marathon, haven't you?
No, I've done a few half marathons, but I've got to be honest, like one of the ones I did was the same time as the marathon. And as I finished watching everyone, like all the other people go on to do the same distance again, I just thought, nah, that's not for me.
Yeah,
that's
not
for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am not dreaming of that in lockdown.
No, definitely not. I think church and football are definitely high up on my list of what I'm looking forward to. Playing football, watching, going to matches, all that kind of stuff, obviously. Yeah. One thing I'm not looking forward to is going, all right, let's get my hair cut then. I'm just quite enjoying letting it go.
Oh, yeah.
To grow wild and free.
I haven't seen you in a while. Is it quite wild?
You've seen it probably this length before, to be honest with you.
Have you been plaiting it?
But it's... No. Should I have?
Oh, mate, that would be amazing if you could do that. I'll just send us a picture.
Go on. Go on.
Just a lol. Do some cornrows.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go. I am really looking forward to getting my hair done. I can't wait. Because, like, I can trim my own fringe. It's not great. But, like, actually being able to get it properly cut. And I might even get my highlights done again. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
Have you not been tempted to...
But we don't know how long that's going to be.
I've been tempted to do a DIY job with all that. Order
what with the dye?
Yeah, no one's gonna see it.
Not a chance. No way. I just like. Would you remember right back when we started this podcast and we talked about how important is hair? And I said it was extremely important because I just had my highlights done for the first time.
Spend your life savings on it.
Yeah. Well, all that money that I've saved, I'm gonna spend on getting my hair made to look really nice. Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I think unless anyone has any objections, that is an excellent end, an excellent note to end it on, Sarah. You getting your hair highlighted?
Thanks, Marcus. One day
you could do it on the way to the theatre.
Hopefully.
Oh yes! Oh, it's going to be so good. Well, and I might even have dinner out at the time.
Yeah. Don't do it all at the same time because then it'll be the next day.
All in one day.
Yeah. I'm not going to hug everybody all in one day, so I'll just space it out. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. We hope that your respective morales are high, and you're not getting too down. And you know there is something to look forward to on the horizon, whether it's hugging, or shagging, or going out for dinner, going to the gym, or all this kind of. If you want to skydive, you skydive. all that kind of stuff. But do get in touch with us, though. Tell us what you wanted to do. We're at AQQA Pod on Twitter and Insta. And give us a nice review if you so wish. Of course, don't want to tell anybody what to do. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
So welcome.
Thank you again, good listeners. We'll see you next week.